Welcome to this week's Hammer Time podcast on the Miami Dolphins Radio Network and Dolphins.com. I'm Hank Goldberg, and I'm pleased to be joined by the great Don Shula. Doesn't seem like that long ago that we were doing these things every week, Coach. I don't know.
It was like only yesterday, Hank.
Yeah, I don't know where it went. But, you know, we always, you were always well prepared for the radio show as much as you were for games, Coach. And
well, you always want to try to say the right things and do the right things.
Let's talk Dolphins and this year to start with. You were at the game last week, and I wondered how you analyzed the Dolphins quarterback, Tannehill, and what I wanted to start with was his pocket awareness. And one thing, talking about Marino, that was one thing that seemed to come naturally to him.
Yeah, Dan, you know, Dan had that lightning quick release, too, which helped because, you know, he could wait till the last possible instant to throw the football. Then he had the quick release to get rid of it. Where if you don't have that quick release and you wait, then you're liable to get, you know, take the sack.
Yeah, if you look at today's quarterbacks, and these teams seem to be running out of them, it's like carnage out there. If you look at the injuries, three guys went down again this week. How do you protect quarterbacks today with the when you're going up against these 350-pound guys who can all run?
Yeah, well, you know, they had big, strong defensive linemen before, and we were able to do it. And you got to find big, strong offensive linemen to put out on the other side of the ball to slow those guys down. And the quarterback is the key because, you know, he can wait in that pocket and be indecisive and then take the sack and possibility of injury. And or you could be back there and you make that split-second decision, and if you have the quick release, you get rid of the football.
Well, how do you evaluate where the Dolphins quarterback is right now?
You know, he's a good athlete. He was a wide receiver. And now he's playing quarterback, and I think he's just going to keep getting better. You know, I like the coach, Joe Philbin, and I like the quarterback, and defensively they're pretty good. They need some good things to happen to him, you know, to build on, to give him confidence.
I want to talk to you also, Coach, about what's happening with the rules today, and it seems like defensive players are under a microscope in terms of their tackling. You know, you can't hit a guy high,
yeah,
and you can't hit him below the knees anymore. Yeah. That doesn't leave a lot of space for him.
No, it doesn't. Yeah, you know, it's just, you know, the thing that I always taught was see what you hit. And if you see what you hit, that means that your head is up and you're not using the crown of your helmet as a weapon. Your head is up. You can then wrap your arms around, you know, the person being tackled, ball carrier, or quarterback, and you know, you don't have the serious injuries. But if you go in there ramming with the crown of your helmet, then you know there's a chance of you getting hurt, and also you know the guy that you're hitting could get hurt. So I think the commissioner is taking on that similar campaign. He calls it heads-up football. But I like my version, see what you hit better.
Well, we've talked about this before. This was something that you introduced years ago when you were on a competition committee.
I did, you know, that see what you hit, heads-up. And you know, that way, you know, you're not going in there with that crown of the helmet and getting people injured. You know, it's a tough physical game. There's no question about that. There's a lot of head-on collisions, and a lot of times, you know, a quarterback when he's thrown in a defenseless position, or a receiver going up to catch the ball in a defenseless position, you know, you got to pull back on those type of hits.
Coach, it seems like there are so many concussions today. Were there a lot of concussions in the days when you were coaching?
Yeah, but I don't know if they were called concussions. I know that, you know, I played 7 years, and there were times I'd be in the game, and I'd look up at the scoreboard to find out who we were playing and what the score was.
Really?
And, you know, you come out of the game and on the sideline, and the team doctor would come over and check you out, and he'd put a finger up. And how many fingers? And I would say one. He says, you're right, you're okay.
Well, what about in the days when you were coaching and you had...
Yeah, the same thing, you know. It's just now everybody's more aware of it, you know, and the problems and... They don't want it to happen because, you know, our game is such a great game, and we want to make it as safe as possible.
You know, watching Buffalo last week and seeing you in the box watching the game, I couldn't help but think back to the days when the Dolphins would play Buffalo, and I think there was a 10-year stretch there where you never lost to them.
No. And I know. We used to beat them like a drum, and then they hired Polian, and then Polian hired Marv Levy, and then they drafted Jim Kelly, and everything changed.
How about the Colts owner coming out with the statement, and then he did it again yesterday, or they ran at least a video of him after the game where he, you know, held up the, you know, where he got the game ball, and he said, "Yeah, well, you know, we need the ring again." And he took an indirect shot at Polian and Peyton Manning, saying that, you know, he only won one ring.
Let it go. I mean, it's just, to keep bringing that kind of stuff up. No, nobody's handled himself with more class than Peyton Manning. And you know, give the guy credit. And, you know, Polian is a friend of mine, and he's a good football guy, and he knows how to get things done, and, you know, just go your separate ways and have respect for each other.
Don Bump Phillips passed away this week, and one of the great quotes was about you, as you recall.
Yeah, I know it well, and he could take his'n and beat your'n, and he could take your'n and beat his'n.
He was quite a character, but he was also a great coach, was he not?
He was a great coach, and... we had the opportunity to really get to know each other. They had their training camp up there where our training camp was, and we used to practice against each other. So, you know, these practices would start, and Bud and I would just get in the middle where we could see everything up high and talk to each other during the practices and watch, you know, our teams working against each other. And so I really got to know him. And had a lot of respect for him, and thought he was, you know, one of the great guys in the NFL.
Don, I was talking to Wayne Lucas today, and Wayne is the Breeders' Cup is next week, and Wayne, at the age of 78, won 4 Grade 1 stakes this year.
Wow.
Which is really amazing. And,
yeah, it is.
And I talked to him about it, and he said, you know, he said, I'm in what they call the trap. And I said, what's that? He said, it's never enough. And I thought about you, and I told him I was going to be talking with you today, and he sends his best to you.
Yeah, thank you.
And I thought about, you know, the years that you went on and just kept piling up the wins. And can you relate to what he said about the fact that, you know, he's still going strong, and he just, you know, he's won 19 Breeders' Cup events, and he said it's never enough.
Yeah, that, you know, that's once you establish the fact that you're a winner, and then if something happens and you don't win, then they're gonna pounce on that, and that's where, you know, it's never enough comes in. So you got to keep winning. And somebody asked me about, you know, how I was able to win 347 games, and I said you got to win early and often. And that's how you keep your job.
You know,
but even then, you know, if you don't win the big one at the end of the year, that's how you're judged. And I was 0-2 in the Super Bowls before we finally won in, you know, the perfect season, and then went back-to-back the next year, 15-2 the next year. So that helped eliminate that he can't win the big one.
There's only one left this year, Coach, Kansas City.
Yeah. Andy Reid out there, you know, that's amazing. I like Andy. I got to know him pretty well, and I like him a lot. And, you know, it's amazing what he's done out there in Kansas City. But I guess they play Denver twice yet, don't they?
Yes.
So that'll be Peyton Manning going against that Kansas City team. And,
you know what's...
We probably won't be breaking out the champagne for a while, but we're putting the bottle on ice.
You know what's interesting about that Kansas City team? They don't get the respect because they say, well, the quarterback is kind of a caretaker, but they don't make mistakes. And their defense is third in the league against the pass, but they're saying, well, they're only 15th against the run.
Yeah.
You know, and what does that remind you of?
Well, yeah, you know, they're always going to find things to chip away, but the bottom line is, you know, who wins the game and your won and loss record, and that's how you're going to be judged at the end of the year. And I like Andy Reid, and, you know, I hope they do well, and, you know, it's a good job that he's gotten, and, you know, I don't know what happened in Philadelphia, but, you know, that's over with.
Are there any coaches that you look at and you keep an eye on because you respect them so much today?
You know, you got to – I'm not going to say New England, though. But, you know, there are some coaches out there that you really feel are doing it the right way and enjoy watching them.
Why not New England? Is there something?
Why not North Carolina?
Well, look at you look at the success that New England has had, but it's interesting, and I know where you're going, and it's interesting to me that he got so upset because the Jets coach found a rule that he was breaking and used it against him last week.
Yeah, I saw that, and you know, it's just one of those things that, you know, if you break the rules, you got to be called. You got to live by what everybody else has to live by.
Yeah. Coach, you know, I always thought that, and we'll wrap this up in just a second, but one of the most disappointing, I was watching ESPN the other night, and they were talking about teams that came close to hosting a Super Bowl, and they didn't mention the year that your team went out to San Diego and missed a field goal attempt that would have put you up against Pittsburgh the following week, and if you had won, you would have hosted a Super Bowl in Miami. And I thought that was one of the toughest losses that you might have suffered.
Yeah, that was. That was just a great football game. And when you lose by a field goal, it's a tough way to lose one.
And the opportunity to host a Super Bowl
would have been
tremendous.
Unbelievable, you know. The Miami fans and the facilities, the weather. You know, I thought the one year that they had the Pro Bowl here, then the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And the fans had a chance to just, you know, be here and enjoy all the things that Miami has to offer, South Florida has to offer. And, you know, why not? And this year it's going to be in New York. And, you know, I hope they get good weather.
Yeah, they could be calling that game the Big Chill. But
yeah, the big, you know, a couple of years ago it was in Atlanta. Remember that, Hank?
Yes.
And we were there, and the night before we were out, and there was an ice storm.
Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
And you couldn't hardly stand up, you know, walk into the street to get to your hotel.
Yeah, well, there was another year when it was in Detroit and the roads were frozen.
Oh, yeah, I remember the buses were late, weren't they? Or,
yeah. But anyway, Coach, it's always great to talk with you. I hope Mike has a good night tonight, and it's always a pleasure.
Good talking to you, Hank.
Okay,
hey,
Coach.
Hank, and the next time I go to the track, I want to get some winners.
We didn't do so bad the last time.
Well, I didn't do so good either.
It wasn't my fault.
I know.
All right. All the
Take
best
care,
to you,
Hank.
Coach. See you
Bye-bye.
Soon. Thank you. Thanks for listening to this week's Hammer Time podcast. We'll be back next week with another great interview. Always great to talk with the coach.